Resample jungle snare snap for deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, intermediate lesson. Let's go. Today we're treating the snare snap like a vocal, not a drum, a voice. Because in deep jungle and drum and bass, that snare isn't just keeping time, it's the signature of the whole groove. What we're going to do is isolate that crispy top end snap, resample it into its own audio, and then turn it into a smoky atmospheric layer that breathes with the beat without stealing the punch from the main break. By the end, you'll have three things working together: the original break that still hits clean, a printed snap-only layer you can manipulate like a sample, and an Atmos texture that answers the groove with ghost phrases, reverse pulls, and reverb tails. And most importantly, you'll have a workflow you can repeat on any break in a couple minutes. All right, step 0, set up the session. Set your tempo somewhere in the DNB pocket, 165 to 174 BPM. I'm going to aim at 170. Now create three audio tracks. Name the first one Break Original. Name the second one Snare Snap Resample Bus. Name the third one Snap Atmos Audio. Quick teacher note: keep your break as audio at first. Don't rush it into simpler yet. Audio is faster for warping, slicing, and printing. Step 1. Pick a break and find the snare. Drop in a classic break. Amen, think, tighten up, anything with a snare that has a nice tick on the top. Warp it. Set warp mode to beats. Turn transients on, and set preserve to 1/16th or 1/8th. Loop 1 to 2 bars where the snare is consistent and not covered by too much extra mess. Your goal here is simple: a snare that has a clear transient click. That top TK is what we're harvesting. Step 2. Isolate the snap using EQ, transient shaping, and a gate. On the Break Original track, we're building a chain that turns the break into a thin, clicky version of itself. First, EQ 8. Turn on 8 bands so you have room to sculpt. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. We are intentionally removing the body. This will sound wrong by itself, and that's correct. Then check the harshness zone. Often the pain lives around 3 to 6K. If it's biting, do a small notch, maybe -2 to -4 dB, narrowish Q. Don't overdo it. Now boost the snap zone, around 7 to 10K with a gentle bell, +2 to +5 dB. And if you want extra air, a tiny shelf around 12K, +1 to +3. Second device, drum bus. We're using it like a transient shaper with a bit of texture. Set drive somewhere like 2 to 6. Add just a little crunch, like 5 to 15%. Then push transients up, +10 to +30. Keep boom off. We're not building weight here. Third device, gate. This is the secret weapon for chopping out the snap so it behaves like a separate sample. Start threshold around -25 dB and adjust until most of the NAS snap material gets cut. Set return to -infinity for hard gate, or around -20 dB if you want it a little more natural. Attack fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold around 10 to 25 ms. Release around 30 to 80 ms. And here's the key. Use the gate sidechain filter to focus on the snap region, around 6 to 12K. That way the gate opens when the snap speaks, not when the low mid junk happens. Now listen. Your break should sound like a thin SSSSDK version of itself. And coach note here: audition it in solo and in context. Solo, it should sound almost too thin. If it sounds full and satisfying solo, it will probably be harsh once your hats and cymbals come in. Step 3. Resample the snap into a new audio file. Option A is my go-to. Resample recording. On Snare Snap Resample Bus, set audio from to the break original track, and choose Post FX. Arm the resample bus and record 4 to 8 bars. Now you've printed the snap as its own piece of audio. That's power, because now you can destroy it, stretch it, reverse it, and you're not messing up your original break. Option B is freeze and flatten. Freeze the break track, then flatten. Duplicate the flattened audio, and keep only the snap processed version. Either way, the goal is the same: commit the snap to audio. Step 4. Turn the snap into atmosphere. The vocal trick: take that printed snap audio and move it to Snap Atmos Audio. Now we build an Atmos chain that gives it movement, space, haze, and control. First, audio filter. Set it to low pass. Start your cutoff between 6 and 12K, and plan to automate it later. Resonance around 0.5 to 1.2. If you want it to breathe with dynamics, add a little envelope amount, like 5 to 15, and add subtle LFO movement, very slow, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. This is the live motion, not a wobble. Second, hybrid reverb. Choose plate or hall, and pick an impulse response that feels dark and warehouse-like. D. decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 ms, so the transient still reads high cut around 6 to 9k, low cut around 250 to 600 hc, mix around 20 to 45% if you want it blended, or go 100% if you're making a pure wet layer that sits behind everything. Third, echo. This is Jungle Haze. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/16. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 600 hc, low pass around 6 to 8k. Add a little modulation, like 2 to 6%. Stereo width can be 120 to 160, but we are going to keep an eye on mono later. Fourth, saturator. Mode on analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim output so it's not louder, just thicker. Fifth, utility. Set width around 120 to 160%. Start at 130. And turn bass mono on around 200 hz. Even if you cut lows earlier, this keeps your habits clean and your mix stable. Step 5. Sidechain so it pumps with the groove. Right now, this Atmos layer probably sounds cool and also like it's stepping on the drums. So we make it breathe. Put a compressor at the end of the Snap Atmos chain. Turn on sidechain. Choose audio from your drums or your break. Set ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 2 to 10 ms. Release around 80 to 180 ms. Then lower threshold until you get about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Timing tip. Release too fast and you get chatter. Too slow and the wash never recovers before the next hit. You're listening for that classic suck and return that locks to the tempo. Extra coach upgrade. Build a dedicated snap key track so your sidechain triggers only on snares, not on kicks or hats. Here's how. Right-click your snap audio clip and convert drums to new MIDI track. In that MIDI clip, delete everything except the snare notes. Put a short click or noise in simpler, set release to 0 milliseconds, and turn the track volume all the way down. Now sidechain your Atmos compressor from this snap key track. The ducking becomes predictable and clean, and your groove immediately tightens up. Step 6. Add jungle ghost phrases with edits and reverse. Now it becomes deep. Duplicate a 1-bar chunk of your Snap Atmos audio. Reverse certain hits. Add fade in so you get breathy SHHH up moments leading into snares. And do little slip nudges. Move a few snap wisps late by 5 to 20 milliseconds. Tiny moves, but it creates swing and human ghosting. Arrangement idea you can steal. Bars 1 through 8. Keep it subtle, low and level. Bars 9 through 16. Introduce reverse swells before snares. On the drop, reduce the reverb tail with automation so the break hits harder. After 32 bars, open the filter and widen the stereo a bit for progression. Step 7. Optional but slick. Convert the snap rhythm to MIDI for extra layers. Right-click the snap audio clip. Convert drums to new MIDI track. Then replace the instrument with simpler using a one-shot click, noise tick, or tight rim. Blend it quietly under your main snare. This keeps that snap voice consistent even when the break gets busy with ghost notes and cymbals. Step 8. Print the final Atmos layer. This is where your track starts to feel like a record, because you stop tweaking and start arranging. Resample the Snap Atmos track to a fresh audio track and record 8 to 16 bars. Then chop the best moments into your own little library. Swells, ghost snaps, reverb tails, reverse pulls. Save them. You're basically building your personal jungle texture pack. Big workflow tip. Print multiple takes of the same chain. Do 3 passes where you tweak only one control each time. For example, pass 1 changes filter cutoff over time, pass 2 changes reverb decay, pass 3 changes echo feedback. You'll get variations that feel related, like they came from the same world. Common mistakes to avoid. First, overwidening. Huge stereo can vanish in mono, so check mono early. Put utility at the end of the Atmos chain, map width, and toggle mono while you adjust echo stereo and reverb size. Make sure the snap air still reads when collapsed. Second, too much 3 to 6k. That range gets harsh fast. If it bites, notch it. Third, no sidechain control. If your Atmos doesn't duck, it masks the snare and ruins impact. Fourth, reverb too bright. Jungle is usually dark and smoky. Use that high cut and hybrid reverb. Fifth, printing too late. Resample early and iterate. Commitment speeds creativity. A few pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Try putting saturator before hybrid reverb to dirty the tails. It's counterintuitive, but it gives you that grimy, smoked-out space. For spectral control, put multiband dynamics after your reverb and delay, and tame the top band gently when it spikes. That keeps sheen without random painful hits. If you want motion without smearing transients, resample first, then split the clip. Transient region, first 30 to 60 milliseconds, and tail region. Only process the tail with subtle pitch drift using shifter or a tiny chorus. The transient stays sharp. The tail gets eerie movement. And if you want more depth without just more reverb, add a second short room reverb at very low mix, like 5 to 12%, decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. That makes it feel like it exists in a space, not pasted on top. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Pick any break. Build the snap isolation chain. EQ 8 into drum bus into gate. Resample 8 bars of snap-only audio. Then make 2 Atmos variations. Variation A. Plate reverb plus dotted echo with a darker filter. Variation B. Hall reverb plus reverse edits and wider stereo. Arrange a quick 32-bar loop. Bars 1 to 8, no Atmos. Bars 9 to 16, enters quietly. Bars 17 to 24, the drop, a ducks harder and the filter closes. Bars 25 to 32, B takes over with reverse swells. Then print the best 4 bars as a texture loop and save it to your user library. And check it in mono before you call it done. Let's recap the mindset. Isolate the snare snap like it's a vocal. Band limit it. Shape the transient. Gate it. Resample early so the snap becomes material you can sculpt. Turn it into deep jungle atmosphere with hybrid reverb, echo, and slow filter movement. Sidechain ducking is what keeps punch and gives you that breathing, rolling feel. Then use arrangement tricks like reverse, fades, and automation so the atmosphere feels alive.